Well, following his meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a deal with Iran would be, quote, a very bad deal.
I reminded him that he said that no deal is better than a bad deal. And the deal that is being discussed in Geneva right now is a bad deal. It's a very bad deal. Iran is not required to take apart even one centrifuge. But the international community is relieving sanctions on Iran. For the first time after many years, Iran gets everything that it wanted at this stage and it pays nothing. And this is when Iran is under severe pressure. I urge Secretary Kerry not to rush to sign.
Without mentioning any names, the Israeli Prime Minister said some regional countries have the same view as Israel about the Geneva nuclear talks. In response to Netanyahu, a White House spokesman said it is premature to criticize the deal since no agreement with Iran has been made yet. U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned Netanyahu to discuss the Geneva talks on Iran's nuclear program. The White House says the president gave the Israeli Prime Minister an update on the nuclear negotiations and reiterated his strong commitment to preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. Let's go to San Jose and talk to Professor William Beamer. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, the Israeli Prime Minister reminded Kerry of the fact that he said in his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister that no deal is better than a bad deal. I mean, so what, considering this, what are the chances of a breakthrough in this round of nuclear talks?
It's very important that we realize that Prime Minister Netanyahu and the State of Israel are not signatories to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And it is the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that is being discussed here, and Iran's rights under that treaty. Iran has the inalienable right to peaceful nuclear development under the treaty. And so, frankly, Prime Minister Netanyahu has nothing to say. He's not in Geneva. He's not a signatory to the treaty. And the only way that he has any influence at all is by pressuring the United States. And I can tell you that here in the United States, the public is getting rather tired of this. The public is saying increasingly that the United States should be conducting its own foreign policy, not being dictated to by the Israeli Prime Minister. The difficulty in these talks is, of course, that Iran does not want to give up any of its treaty rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is quite correct. That's their right. On the other hand, the United States needs to come away from the talks with some kind of concession. We have to remember that Iran suspended uranium enrichment from 2003 to 2006 voluntarily as a confidence-building measure, but the United States didn't respond to this at all. In fact, the United States increased sanctions during that period and continued to insult Iran and to attack it. So it is going to be a hard sell, I think, for the Iranian public to accept the idea that Iran would somehow voluntarily suspend its uranium enrichment one more time. The United States should give some very clear guarantees about what Iran will get for abrogating its absolute right under the treaty, which the United States is also a signatory to.
I mean, so when officials coming out of the meeting say that the meetings and the talks were productive and constructive, I mean, what could this possibly mean amid an atmosphere of mistrust?
Well, this is diplomacy. And in a diplomatic situation, both sides have to come to the table and be willing to give something. Before, the talks have been fruitless because, for one thing, the United States came to the table and said, until you stop enriching uranium, we're not going to talk to you. And Iran, of course, responded by saying, well, we're not going to stop enriching uranium because it's our right. So that is not a good way to start diplomatic talks. I should point out to you that Foreign Minister Zarif is an American PhD in international relations. He's an extremely intelligent man. I know him personally, and I think that he has very excellent diplomatic skills and also excellent communication skills. And Secretary of State Kerry is equally skilled in diplomatic negotiations. I'm frankly optimistic that they will find a way for Iran to give way a little bit on the nuclear program and for the United States to give way a little bit on the question of sanctions. And that is a good way to start. And then both nations can proceed from there if they find that they trust each other.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to Professor William Beeman from San Jose. Thanks to Thulsa, sir.